והשורש והראש שהאדם מסדר לעצמו.
According to the root and the rush that a person establishes for himself at first, so he continues his life. The root is the foundation upon which the whole construction is built. The judgment that a person is judged in the beginning of the year means that the person himself is the judge and the executor. Since the person himself is the judge, the arbiter, the plaintiff, and the witness. It is as our sages said, there is a judgment below, there is no judgment above.
Rains mean vitality and pleasure by which the tree bears fruits. Man's main work is during the winter days, on the long nights of Tevet. From Tishrei, which is the general beginning of the year, to Shvat, the majority of the rainy days have passed, meaning that a person has already received vitality and pleasure from Torah and work. At that time, a person sentences himself if he should continue throughout the year only with Torah and work, or to the contrary. If he has one advocating angel over him out of 1,000 to testify to one's integrity, meaning if he has merit, then a person is notified of his integrity, meaning that he will walk on the right path. At that time, out of 1,000, as in, I will teach you wisdom. Then, after the deliberation, he is acquitted in the judgment, meaning that he has taken upon himself to henceforth engage only in pure things, called bestowal, both for the Creator and for people. Roots. For this reason, the 15th of Shvat is called the beginning of the year, Rosh Hashanah, when a person has already calculated whether to continue in the work or to the contrary. For by now, he knows from which discernment he can draw life, from matters of self-reception or matters of bestowing contentment upon his Maker. He knows that all his work is only to obtain the desire to bestow. Since the Creator has prepared for us desire to receive the pleasures at the time of creation, for he desires to do good to his creations, and created the will to receive. Creation too would have remained a desire to receive, meaning that if we received the abundance of spirituality and eternity in our will to receive, the pleasures would have been incomplete from the perspective of the branch that wishes to resemble the root. This is why there is the bread of shame. This would leave creation deficient. For this reason, the Creator has prepared for us a correction called Tzimtzum. That is, where there is will to receive, a person feels concealment. as it is written in the introduction to the Sulam, that although the life that is clothed in the body extends existence from existence, its original root is still not apparent due to the Tzimtzum. And through adapting to Torah and work, we are rewarded with the correction called reception in order to bestow, by which we are rewarded with dvekut with Him. It follows that by this everything becomes completed. This is the meaning of who did not deprive his world of anything, referring to the correction of bestowal, as will be written below. A gazelle's crown. The works that apply to trees were also given to man to qualify him. In Shvi'it, he brings things that are required for tending to trees, and from this we must learn. From this we learn concerning man's work.
Mezablin,
fertilizing, providing them with fertilizer. Likewise, man needs to add fertilizer to himself, which is waste, indecent qualities in a person. However, one should not bring the fertilizer from outside, as is done with trees, but should bring the fertilizer from concealment to disclosure, meaning into his senses, so he will feel the measure of the lowliness of his indecent qualities. Otherwise, one cannot correct one's actions. Hoeing, digging at the base of the trees. Likewise, man should dig and search his purpose, namely, what is the purpose for which he has come into this world? Removing calluses, cutting off the calluses, which are the flaws that appear in the tree. A callus is something that is outside of one's body. There are several things that a person does and which are seen outward by people. That is, during the prayer or when he speaks words of piousness to his friend, by which his friend sees his work that is outside his body. This must be cut out and cancelled. Instead, be humble with the Lord your God. That is, when a person performs some work for the Creator, the sign is if he seeks to conceal it from people. This is a mark that his aim is true. If not, it is to the contrary. He is craving only to disclose to people, and he is purifying the body outwards with poor excuses. But when he's aiming for the Creator, he naturally wants to cover the matter. Also, during the preparation, prior to being awarded entrance to the Creator's palace, one should grow accustomed to the powers of overcoming the desires of self-reception. The way is to begin with small things, which do not give him that much delight and pleasure, and are easier to relinquish and say about them, were it not a mitzvah to engage in these matters, I wouldn't do them. Afterwards, he adds, until he accustoms himself to relinquish even the most important things for him, even with things that touch his soul.
He
can say that were it not a mitzvah, he would not engage in them. All this is required for him to be strong and trained in war. And then he is awarded entrance to the Creator's palace to be among God's servants. The force that compels him to keep himself from all the things, so he will not be immersed in desires of self-reception, is the force of judgment, which rules and keeps him from failing in the above. This is so because when he has self-interest, the vitality and abundance promptly depart from him. Therefore, he determines and decides and keeps the masach that he will receive specifically in order to bestow. It is likewise in the matters of preparation. The above-mentioned force of judgment shows its power, and its actions are apparent until one decides once and for all to never breach the laws of Torah. But until one arrives at that final resolution as an unbreakable law, one is in a state of back and forth, regarded as a catapult, until one comes to fear the punishment of the above-mentioned force of judgment. Allegorically, even when one feels elated and thinks that he will never fall, if he fails with self-interest, in mind or in heart, the power of judgment promptly rules over him, and the spiritual vitality departs from him. That is, he is denied of all the desire and fancy that he had in Torah and work, and he falls into the authority of the Sitra Achra, who governs him. But if he finally thinks, what shall become of the correction of the soul? He excuses himself that he will correct it in the next life, but not now. And then he comes into an even greater descent, meaning that he forgets to think for even one moment about everything that is happening with him. Instead, he is without any calculations, flowing with the currents of the world and having fun like everyone else. This is the meaning of descending and inciting a person towards self-reception. And ascending and slandering means that he has broken the laws of Torah and takes his soul and remains without any vitality. This continues until he is pitied from heaven and is made to somehow fall into a good environment of books or authors, and he suddenly begins to feel again the voice of my beloved is knocking. Sometimes it can be to the contrary, that he comes into a lowlier environment, and by observing their lowliness, he suddenly begins to feel the herald, return, O sons. Then he promptly musters strength and is reminded of the ways and laws he had received and heard. And he becomes elated once again and promptly exits all the lowliness and is revived.
התעלות הנפש ויוצא בפעם אחת.
At that time, he already feels that he has the power to overcome by powers of devotion, and he begins to choose the good once more and loathe the bad. Only then is he the judge of choice and good counsels and upright conducts, and has the strength to go forward. But during the death, meaning when his dead is lying before him, no condolences are accepted. As it is written, the dead are free. For when a person dies, he becomes free of mitzvot. And no advice can help him. And if he fails with self-interest once more, the quality of judgment hits him once again. And he is placed in the catapult until the living, meaning the time when he is alive, will put it into his heart to beware and guard himself with all kinds of caution, so he does not fall again into the authority of the Sitra Achra. That fear from the force of judgment continues until it is carved in his heart that he will determine his conduct steadfast. As it is written, and he saw the Cainite and took up his discourse and said, "Your seat is firm." Rashi interpreted that wicked Balaam said, "I wonder from where you have been granted this, for you were with him in the council. Let us deal wisely with them. And now you have settled in the firm and strong of Israel." In other words, the Sitra Achra comes to him with the argument, "What is the matter with you? You always walked with me concerning matters of self-reception. And now you have set up your state firm to not move an inch from your spiritual place." This is called fear of punishment. When he observes the laws of Torah for fear of punishment of the power of judgment. This is the meaning of removing, as in he asks it and he answers it, meaning ascents and descents. Through the questions and answers, one determines the real form of the work of the Creator.
Me'abkin,
dusting, the exposed roots are covered with dust.
Hine, shoresh, nikra,
the root is regarded as thought,
shehu ha-shoresh,
which is the root of the action. If the thoughts are revealed, meaning that one looks in every place and spies on every place, both on the ways and conducts one has received from one's teachers, whether they are true, then one needs to struggle with these thoughts, as in, and a man strove with him, said about Esau's minister, and accept them above reason. This is the meaning of and be dusting in the dust of their feet. This means that although you have spies who say, we will not go up, and although there are spies, meaning the thoughts of the students bring up dust, meaning that it seems to them that their teachers' words are as valuable as dust, he should still take his teacher's words above reason. Here, I'll offer an example. Baal Sulam promised us that by walking in his path and following his guidance, we will be rewarded with his eternity, to cling unto him, and to enter the king's palace. Although we all feel that we have not the properly pure qualities to be the king's servant, still, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted. Since all the indecent qualities that are inherently within us, the Creator has planted them in us and has created us with all the lowliness. Baal Sulam said, the Lord is high and the low will see, because the Creator loves truth. The Creator brings near those who are truly low. Sometimes we come to a state of despair and feel that we will rise from our current condition, meaning during the contemplation. It was said about this dusting, meaning that we must fight these thoughts. Baal Sulam interpreted the manna to mean faith. It is known that each day we must renew the faith. This is the meaning of gather each day, meaning even if it is still day for him, he should renew the foundation of the work, meaning the purpose of the work. One has to know that his being in a state of day is only the result of faith. Since if one follows the path of faith, he is rewarded with the clothing of Shekhinah, each according to his measure of faith. This means that the day is not his goal, but he can use the day in order to testify to faith. That is, he will say, "Now, I see that I've been walking in the path of faith, because the result I have is that of a day. It follows that I must grow stronger in the root." The advice for this is as the Mishnah tells us, smoking. The smoke comes by burning, meaning that each day he burns his work from yesterday, and only today he begins to get into the joy of a holy war, to bring out the land of Israel from under the authority of reception and admit the point into a state where he feels that the wings of the Shekhinah cover him. As it is written, who shields him all the day and he dwells between his shoulders. In other words, precisely when assuming the path of faith, regarded as a burden that is carried on the shoulders, one is rewarded with the Shekhinah. It is as Balasvam said, that each day we must give to the Creator everything that he has been through, whether mitzvot or transgressions, and begin anew. This is also we learn from all the above that people are akin to trees. This is the meaning of one who comes out on a Nisan day and sees a blooming tree, meaning that the trees have already begun to show their strength, meaning that it is already apparent that they want to impart fruits to man's benefit. To benefit means to bestow. As it is written, my heart overflows with a goodly matter, meaning, I say my works are for the king, which is good. And since the trees are blooming, namely giving, they are called good trees. Clearly, at that time, there are also good people, meaning that they too do things in order to bestow contentment upon their Maker. Otherwise, the trees too would not be imparting their fruits, as our sages said, the whole world is nourished for Hanina, my son. Because there are righteous who are giving, They act so that the trees will give. This is the meaning of did not deprive his world of anything. It means that he has prepared for us the engagement in Torah and Mitzvot, by which we will achieve perfection called reception in order to bestow. It follows that besides creating the will to receive, he has promptly prepared the correction of the bread of shame, so there will be completeness in the benefit. Thus, one must give oneself an account each day, renew his work in overcoming, and forget the past. Instead, he should be very confident that from this day forth he will succeed in achieving permanent and eternal dvekut. May the Creator help us with all our troubles and redeem our souls, and we will be saved in corporeality and spirituality. Amen. May this be so. Your friend, Baruch Shalom Halevi Ashlag, son of Baal HaSulam.
This article includes the whole Torah, you could say, the whole work of man. We need to try read it time and again, again and again. What's very nice and unique here is that
he
simply reveals that he reveals the things that we need to do
on
Tu Bishvat, and toward that, what is the person's attitude toward his life and to the still vegetative
of the person. How in a state of ascent, elation, you don't fail, specifically in that place, you don't fall to self-reception?
It's
by seeing the whole path that is laid out before you, it's possible, in any case, to mark out the stages. It's one thing. Secondly, constantly feel oneself as being among the friends. That a person is the tree in the field, that he is in the field, and accordingly he grows and continues growing. That is all. Yes.
Also, when you're among the friends and elated, you can still fall and start falling. So what promises that how can a person really guard himself if it's even possible?
If I annul myself toward the friends, then I already am not cut off from them, I don't dry out, I'm not detached. So it's enough for me to at least annul myself.
Let's say in a congress where everyone can be elated and connected together in with vitality, how do you take this place and rise even higher and not just because of everything just being nice and beautiful, you can just fall and think you're in it, but you're totally not in it?
We, contrary to those who come for one evening, how do you call those, seculars?
What, a culture night?
A culture night. I don't know how to call it.
אז אנחנו באים כדי לתת עבודה.
Come to work.
ובזה שנותנים עבודה, רוצים
work. We want
רוצים יחד כולנו להתקשר
ולהתקשר. All of us together to connect and rise.
לכן זה הבדל.
So that's a difference between
ערב לערב.
One night and the next.
אני שמסיים את הערב.
When I finish the evening, I can calculate what I contributed, what I acquired.
איזה עבודה.
What work during those 2 or 3 hours did I do?
To
detail that work as much as I came close and supported, etc. That is the difference between just a culture night or a party. And a night of connection.
And how do I know that from being among all the friends and there's joy and everything's beautiful, how do I know I'm in the right intention and I don't scatter and because there's a lot of joy and noise around me, then it kind of promises me something, that something's happening.
From the beginning, I prepare myself that I come to a place where in this place I have an opportunity to receive, to correct and to fill all the desires that are in my heart, all the desires of my heart, everything. Everything exists in, I dwell in my people. There I receive everything. And all the rest depends only on my inclination, my desire, my passion, how much I demand of them to help me to adhere to them. Other than adhesion between us, we need nothing. The state of adhesion is what is given to everyone. Such connection that we rise to the Creator's degree. Five.
Сказано, что когда человек работает в вере в высшее знание, невозможно возгордиться.
It is written that when a person works by faith above reason, he can't be in pride. It turns out that the pride only exists in our reason.
Yes.
То есть, когда пойдем духовным путем, мы уже станем автоматически скромными.
Meaning when we get to the spiritual degree, we will be automatically humble. We won't be proud.
Thank you, Rob. It says in the article, one takes from the environment is only lo lishma. What does it mean? One takes from the environment only lo lishma.
The person receives from the environment all kinds of impressions, inspirations, opinions, sensations. All these things, when he receives them, they influence him and bring him to certain states which are all lo lishma. He needs to work with them, convert them to lishma. In other words, there is great work here, very major work to correct his impression from the environment, from lo lishma to lishma.
Здравствуйте. Тут вот в статье пишется, что каждый день
человек
Творцу все совершаемые им действия.
Every day a person needs to give the Creator all the actions he did, like both commandments and transgressions, and begin all anew. And he mentions several times that we have to forget about the past and start every day anew. So when we work in the 10, in the group, many times we are reminded by impressions from conventions we had. So what is the meaning that he says here in the article that we need to give back the Creator everything from the past and start all over? Every day we have to start with a blank page. What do you mean by blank page? What do I have to leave from yesterday?
You don't have to leave anything for yourself, as it's written, that may be new in your eyes. And in this way, that every day you start your work with a new page, a blank slate. Based on yesterday, all my previous discernments, so then I do today's work much better.
Like Rabash says about forgetting about the past, what do I need to forget?
It doesn't interest me what happened. I take the work that I can do with the data I have today.
And what can I take from the day before?
Anyway, you take from yesterday everything you had. But the most important thing is that you don't want to repeat the day from yesterday, but that every day will be new in your eyes.
Meaning, if I managed yesterday to aim the friends, then I can't use that same principle of the work of yesterday?
Correct.
Those people agreed to unite into a single group that engages in love of friends is that each of them feels that they have one desire that can unite all their views so as to receive the strength of love of others. There is a famous maxim by our sages, as their faces differ, their views differ. Thus, those who agreed among them to unite into a group understood that there isn't such a great distance between them in the sense that they recognize the necessity to work in love of others. Therefore, each of them will be able to make concessions in favor of the others, and they can unite around that.
Why aren't they such great differences between them? Because they're all, just like it's written, they're all similar to beasts. But amongst those beasts, there are those who want to rise to a higher up degree than the animal, to the degree of speaking. And they are people who agreed to unite in order to scrutinize specifically in the connection between them that which belongs to the degree of Adam, the one who resembles the Creator. Without connecting between them or trying to connect and seeing that they can't, addressing the Creator, receiving the forces of connection. Without that, they won't be able to unite. However, when they unite, they will feel a new thing. What is it mean to be on the level of the Creator, on the degree of the Creator? That is why we're coming to the convention. And therefore, each and everyone needs to understand that his work is to try to connect. Unite, as he writes, those people who agreed to unite, who united into a single group, and engaged in love of friends, and so on and so forth, so they will have one head, one heart. Then, from them, we know, we're told by our teachers, our spiritual forefathers, that from them we, by them, we raise ourselves as well to unification, which is called the degree of Adam. That's our purpose, to attain in our convention a connection that raises us to the degree of Adam. I think that in the convention we only need to feel ourselves, especially here, with all the friends all around the world that are together convening with one very, very powerful deficiency, pure deficiency, that there's nothing besides this. And only in such a way we will be giving room.
Still, there's a lot of gatherings around the world, and here in Israel, there's going to be a very big gathering, 1,800 friends from the whole Israeli Kli. It's very special. And upon everything that's happening in Israel, very complex, tense state that doesn't end. How do you see the role of the Israeli Kli in such a Congress?
I do not divide to the Bnei Baruch Kli and an Israeli Kli. And even the world Kli. Father, whoever is heart and soul with us understands our goal and our movement towards it, and with us goes through all the stages, certainly is like being here.
Ken.
How do we come to the convention, to the lessons, and not look at Rav that you do the work for us? You know, sometimes you say that about us. What are you looking at me? You're expecting me to do. How to come in such a state in the days we have left to come in a way that we look at the friends, that the 10 looks at you. First of all, certainly I will not do the work in your place. It's impossible anyway, even if I would like to do it. It's like you send your child to school or somewhere where he goes to examinations and such. You can't. That you're going through. So you need to connect in order to discover the Creator higher, in order to take yourself out of a lower degree to the highest degree. It all depends on you. This is why I hear this from friends, that they understand these things actually, but there are those that probably not so much so. So we still have time to unite, connect, in order to truly raise man correctly.
What is it, an illusion? The state that I'm really expecting that you will fill, that you'll renew, that you'll give me. Every person has such an expectation.
No, no. The Rav will not fill any expectations or any vessels or deficiencies. No. The Rav stands next to you. You are entering a test. And I remain behind the door. And then you are before the Creator.
So
where are our eyes? Where is our heart?
Upon the friends. Upon the friends. And to the extent in which you can build from yourselves one vessel.
What's our test in this Congress? It sounds like a very important one.
To bring our hearts out and connect them together.
What's your expectation from us in the Congress?
What is our expectation?
Yours.
My expectation?
You were talking about our work in the Congress. I'm asking about your, what are you expecting of us in this Congress?
Connection. And in the connection, a revelation of the upper force that is one for us all.
Thank you.
What?
When is it considered that it's already for myself and it's flawed and I have to stay away from it? In my attitude, in my relation towards the others.
After you finish helping them in everything in order to move forward. You can think about the rest of the things if you still have the forces, the energy.
Number three from Zohar. There must be 10 at once. And not come bit by bit so as not to delay the wholeness of the organs. All 10 are as organs of one body in which the Shekhinah is present, for the Creator made man at once and established all his organs together. Well, my impression is that I see that this Congress, you're very disturbed from it, you're concerned about it, and especially it's being emphasized more and more in the last few days. So I wanted to ask you, what do you feel about this convention that it awakens in you?
Importance.
We have the opportunity to truly make a leap. But this action does not depend on me.
When we hear that there's an opportunity that we can jump ahead, what do the students need to do for this jump to happen?
To be ready.
What does it mean to want to be ready to jump?
That they're willing to hold on to one another in all that's possible. Just not to let go.
So there's like a readiness on our behalf, and you really feel that there's an opportunity here before us.
Yes.
So this ability to implement this jump, what does it depend on that we'll be able to jump? It's always around unity, connection, but is there a way to help one another be in this, enter it, create such an atmosphere?
There is. Not 100%, but we also don't need it. We don't need it.
Or because of that.
Well,
I want to ask this. Is our Congress, can it, should it create a balancing force to this, craziness that's happening in the world right now? Is it part of our test? Should we take this responsibility upon us entering this Congress? Or is it not how to look at it? Because you can't just ignore what's happening.
I ignore. First, because besides what we hear, 50% of it is a lie, and 50% is not even associated with it. Or with us. And therefore, I really am in an inner scrutiny. We are performing actions that we are capable of doing as much as we're capable of doing it. And the Creator is with us and will accompany us until the next station. And this is how we need to think. and the connection between us. We draw the general force of connection, the necessary force, essential force in the world, and let's hope this will happen. That's it.
לי אין שום בעיה עם המצב הלאומי.
I have no problem with the national state, the world state.
אנחנו ננצח.
We will triumph. God willing, with the help of the Creator and with the help of the